I'm Emma Dedcoat, councillor, Kensington Chelsea, and deputy leader of the Labour Group.
Fantastic. So why are you here today? You're kind of protesting, I guess, against the opening of the...
I suppose so. I love this area and I love museum land, and obviously it needed upgrading. The amount of money they spent on it is completely ridiculous, frankly. They spent the same amount on this road as they are cutting from our voluntary services, voluntary sector, care homes, nurseries and mental health day services. There's a huge list of things they're cutting this year. There's absolutely no excuse for it, none whatever.
What kind of services are going to bear the brunt of this?
Well, we have in the north of the borough, we have youth services. Virtually all our youth services, about £500,000, is going to be completely decimated. Nurseries, play services. We've already had an older people's dementia daycare centre closed. The effect on our poorest people, we have very poor people in the north of the borough. My ward, Goulburn Ward, top of Portobello Road, 51% of our children live in poverty. That's just 2 miles up the road from where they spent £25 million on this extravagance.
That's a very large mechanical elephant that we can hear in the background. Sorry about that.
I imagine that this little jamboree today has cost about five times what they're cutting from our play centres.
In your opinion, could this have all been done to the same kind of levels of accessibility for disabled people, for example, but at a much cheaper cost?
Definitely could. I actually work in architecture and planning in my other life, and I can assure you that they definitely could have.
Very interesting. Did anybody consult you and your alternative finance plan?
I've been complaining about this for about 5 years, and they don't listen, so it's a difficult one. Obviously, we're in a minority on the council, but we do what we can.
So what are the next steps for you then? What can you do now that it's happened and it's been spent?
Well, we're keeping a very close eye. There's groups around here. There's a group in the V&A who are worried that their visitors are going to get run over. Similarly, in the Natural History Museum and the Science Museum, I know there's a group of students very concerned, the Student Union concerned, tutors at the Royal College of Art. And there are a lot of groups around here who are very afraid that people will just get run over here because it's madness. I drove up here the other day, 50 miles an hour, and I nearly knocked somebody over who walked straight into me, having no idea that cars were allowed on the road. So I think it's an accident waiting to happen, which is a tragedy.
So what are your next steps?
Well, we get together, we keep an eye on things, we see how much they're spending on this, because I will shame them every day. Anything that happens here... The pavement already, as you can see, it's been open 2 weeks, it's filthy. They're spending £1,000 a day on cleaning it.
Why is that right?
While they're cutting services to ribbons in the north of the borough.
Well, thanks very much for your time. You've got any other messages, the key messages that you want to get out about this? Or that's pretty much it.
It's all about fairness, really, for the poor people in the north of the borough. And look where it's being spent, in the middle of the borough, where all the richest people live. We had the most affluent ward in the country right next to us here, Queensgate. Why do they need this when we're getting nothing in the north of the borough and they're cutting services to ribbons?
Questions to consider indeed. Thanks very much for your time today.